B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Miss Deirdre.
Hello.
So,
hi.
Yeah. Hi. So you're looking for Nathaniel? Is that the deal here?
Yes, that is exactly who I'm looking for.
Okay, so what happened? Tell us a story.
Okay, so I met Nathaniel online, and we've been chatting back and forth for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to meet up, and we had a great time. I mean, he's, like, handsome, he's funny, he's outgoing, and the chemistry was just off the chart.
Okay.
So we ended up going back to his place, and one thing led to another, mm-hmm. and we ended up hooking up.
Oh!
Yes. And I didn't spend a night, though, just because I don't like staying over at people's houses.
Okay, and, wait. Okay, so the sex was good.
Yes.
Now, when you're saying I didn't spend the night, as soon as, like, you finished, did you say I'm out, or was it, like, a nice...
Yeah, it was, I gave it, like, 5 minutes, but I was like, yeah, I gotta go.
Oh, okay.
But, he seemed, like, a little bit off, because he was like, you know, why would we hook up, and then, you know, I don't stay over.
I already know what it is. His feelings are hurt. He probably feels as if you were using him for sex.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe he thinks you're married.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's another thing. It's always a red flag if somebody does want to leave and not stay overnight. It's like, what do you have to leave for?
Are you married?
Right. I get it. No.
Okay. Just...
I'm not.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll give him a call and see if we can fix this, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Nathaniel?
Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, Nathaniel, sorry for waking you up. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain to you why we're calling you.
Who the f*** is this?
Okay, so we're calling you.
I think he's half asleep.
He's not awake, yeah. Nathaniel, we're calling you from a radio station, but the reason we're calling you is because somebody gave us your number to reach out to you.
Oh, s***. Who?
Okay, so it's a girl, and I'm going to tell you her name, but basically she wants to go on a date with you. You know her. She wants us to ask you out on a date on her behalf. And the reason we're calling you is because if you say yes to this date, we will pay for whatever date you want to do. So you name the restaurant, you name whenever you're free, and we will reserve it. And you'll get there, you and this girl will meet up, you'll have free food, free drinks. You have a good time.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. Free food.
That's what I'm saying. Who's the girl?
All right. So the girl, I mean, this is just, it's a formality. Beautiful. So her name is Deirdre. She hung out with you before. She said you guys had a great time at her house.
That. No.
Oh my God.
Hell no.
Wow.
I don't give a about that. Nasty bitch took a in my lobby of my complex.
What?
Wait,
what?
Slow down. Everyone stop.
In your lobby.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, there's a lot. Nathaniel,
in
hold on.
My lobby.
Nathaniel, Deirdre is on the phone.
What is happening?
Are you
You got this nasty bitch on the phone. She took a in my lobby.
Never.
She took a in the lobby of your complex.
She took a shit in my lobby.
How do you know?
This bitch is gross.
Do you mean in the bathroom in the lobby? What are you talking about?
No, in the actual lobby. There ain't no bathroom.
I can't stop laughing. I don't understand.
You're bugging. I did not shit in your lobby. You're bugging.
You're not potty trained, bitch.
Okay, hold on.
Let's ask Deirdre. Deirdre, do you remember possibly taking a in his lobby?
Yes.
Hell no. I would never do nothing like that. I would never.
You did do something like that. It's on camera. Do you need a reminder?
Oh.
Of you in the trash can?
No.
Maybe I think I was just throwing something away, or I was listening.
Yeah, you were throwing away some shit.
Did you just want me to shit in your house? Like,
wait,
you did.
So now you're admitting it.
Yes, you would have to shit in the house. That's where people shit.
Hold on, Deirdre. Deirdre, are you admitting that you shit?
I'm sorry, I did, but it was because of the dinner that he made for me and the drink.
You the one that wanted motherfucking tacos. If I would have known they was gonna give you the shit, I would have never cooked that shit.
I don't understand, though. How did you see the footage?
Well, I was just about to ask that. Like, how did this come to light?
Look, my boy works security. There's a picture by the trash can of you, the one that you took a shit in. My boy pulled me to the side. He said, hey, man, come in here, man. Let's take a look at this. You know this bitch in the lobby? I'm like, what? What?
Besides that, that was a one-time thing, right? Right, Deirdre?
Yes, you know, that was honestly an accident. Like, I didn't want to take a shit in your house. You know, it's not very ladylike.
Shit in a trash can is not ladylike.
I didn't think anybody would see me. I'm sorry.
Hey, I mean, she's apologizing.
Yeah, listen, she's
f***ing up. Cameras.
She's owning up to it. Like, would you be willing to give her another date, Nathaniel?
No.
Oh, my God, that is so weird.
She's like a motherfucking fugitive. You know, if anybody see her around my complex, they're like, look, this is the bitch that s***s all the shit.
Well, f*** you too, then.
F*** you too.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.